So, this episode, I wanted to talk about all of the things that hold you back from just getting started. Because so many times people are like, oh, I need all this special stuff. I have to have special equipment. I have to buy all these foods. I got all these things that I need to be wearing and special Astro shoes that I need to buy. So I just wanted you to get more in the habit of starting where you are and using what you have. Having special equipment doesn't always help things go along any better. Just for example, this year I thought, wow, I am going to grow a lot of vegetables for juicing this year. So I ordered this 6x6 little greenhouse to get all my seeds started, and it took us like a week to put it together. And I had special soil and special containers to start my little seeds in. And can I tell you that we had two overnight freeze-outs and some weird blizzard in the middle of May, and twice every seed just froze. And it seemed like everything I planted, it just didn't work out, even though I thought that I had created all of these perfect conditions. So yesterday, my husband goes and visits his godmother, and she gives him some tomato plants and some lettuce seedlings. And can I tell you, this woman did not use any kind of expensive soil. It looks like she just threw some mud in a bowl and just threw 20 lettuce seeds in, and that's it. That's all she did. The tomato plant seedling she gave me, she was growing them in a plastic beer cup. Okay, so just an example of using what you have. And to be honest, her seedlings looked a lot better than mine after all the preparation I did. And that's what got me thinking, you know, sometimes you can be overprepared and then your results are nothing like you expect. So the first thing I want to talk about is food, right? Because everybody's like, oh, I have to get all these special foods. No, you just need to add vegetables, lots of them, to what you're eating. And take away sugar. That's about it. That's where I would start at the very beginning, right? Reducing sugar, adding high vibration live foods, especially vegetables, some fruits, but mostly vegetables. People are like, oh, well, I have to buy all those packaged diet things and all those drinks that you put in the. No. You don't need any of that crap. If it has chemicals in it, please don't buy it. None of that is going to be good for you, right? I have seen so many weight loss plans with all of these chemical drinks, and either they make people constipated or they give people diarrhea. Either way, your body's saying, hey, I'm not really loving that. So, don't spend a big ton of money on, especially these freezer meals, right? Oh, it's made by this special company, right? They specialize in dieting, so it must be good. No. Have you looked at them? They're crap. They're full of chemicals and additives, okay? Please try to get in the habit of making your own fresh foods. That's all. Right? You can make your own drinks in the blender. If you want to put a bit of protein powder in, that's great. But try to keep it really simple. You don't want to be overcomplicated. I know I talk a lot about juicing because I'm a firm believer in it. And even though I take a lot of flack because of that, I really don't care. I am always going to tell people to juice. Right? And You can go through your soluble and non-soluble fiber arguments from now until Jesus returns to earth. And I'm still going to say, get extra servings of vegetables by juicing. I'm always going to say it. I don't care if you think it tastes like pony piss. Just drink it, plug your nose, and move on with your day. Right? We focus on what we want. We don't focus on things that are not what we want. It's really simple and it's really easy. If you do not own a juicer and you think, wow, there's a lot going on with the economy right now and I can't really swing that because it's a bit spendy, right? Okay, that's fine. You can put it, you know, in the line of items that you would like to get. But in the meantime, you can use your blender and make yourself healthy smoothies. That's totally acceptable. You can also, when the Value Village type stores, the thrift stores, start opening again, you can go there and see if you can pick one up secondhand. You can check Kijiji, you can check Facebook Marketplace, right? There are tons of people who thought, oh, I'm going to get all healthy. And they were like, oh, gosh, this actually involves, like, doing stuff, so I'm out. You can get a deal on something there. A lot of people start and stop in the first 5 minutes. So you'll be able to reap the benefits of them just giving up and buy their equipment at a reasonable price secondhand. It'll be barely used because a lot of people clean the juicer one time and they're like, oh, that's so much work. I'm out. So now the second thing I want to talk about is equipment. Why is it that everyone thinks, oh, I have to have all this equipment. I gotta, you know, get my own treadmill and I have to get my own, you know, trampoline, and I need a big ball I can stretch on, and I'm gonna have to get one of those workout machines, and I gotta get my own set of weights. Just stop yourself. Like, slow your roll. If you're right at the beginning of your journey, then why do you need all these things? Are you spending all this money? What? So that I don't understand it. Right? Start with walking, Tai Chi, yoga. Don't even buy a yoga mat if you're going to do yoga at home. Right? When I started doing yoga, I was so big and so out of shape, I couldn't use one of those little mats. My ass wouldn't fit on that. Come on. Like, part of my body would be on the gross carpet where the dog and the cats go. Like, ew. Right? I put down a blanket. A blanket. Right? And we all have a blanket. Right? Anything that you don't mind it being on the floor and having your animals go on it. Right? Just use that. Right? You don't need to buy a special yoga mat with a picture of a lotus leaf on it. You can picture the lotus leaf in your own mind while you're trying to follow the person that's in the video. Good enough? Yes. Now, you need a treadmill. What for? Right? Have you heard of outside? They got all these sidewalks out there. You just put your shoes on and off you go. And you don't have to walk on concrete. I have a bad knee, so I prefer to walk on grass. So, you just, you know, go to the nearest park or forest path or whatnot would have you, as soon as it's open, and you walk on the grass there. You really don't need a treadmill. If you don't want to be seen in public, or because of the Rona thing, I totally understand that, then you can walk around your own yard, you can walk around your own apartment, you can walk around your own house. Stairmaster, there are stairs everywhere. Go climb them, go back down, climb them again, go back down. If you live in an apartment building and it's not crime filled, let me make that clear, then you can go up and down the stairs in your own apartment building. And if you get tired, just walk on the floor and take the elevator back up or back down to wherever you live. Right? You can do that all day long. Right? Stairs, they're free. They're everywhere. Just use them. Right? Lifting weights. Right? I might say, okay, those wraparound wrist things, that might be good. While you're out walking, just add a little tiny bit of weight. Or you can get them for your ankles, just a little tiny bit of weight. Right? I have seen people walking with handheld weights. I would just start with light weights. Just start there. You don't need a full set of weights from 5 pounds up to 100 or 200 pounds in the first 10 minutes. Just get started, right? It's really easy. And the third thing I want to talk about is clothes and shoes, right? Clothes and shoes. Like, you don't need special clothes. Oh, I have to have this. I'm going to do yoga. No, you don't. Put clothes on that are not binding, that are nice and loose. Good enough. You do not need special shoes to walk. If they are comfortable, they are good. Put them on and out the door you go. Bye now. It's that simple. Now, I'm not sure why everybody needs to make it so complicated and so difficult, but it really doesn't need to be that way. So, just to recap, as far as food, just start with the food that you have, and when you go shopping, start adding more vegetables so that you can make salads and whatnot and what have you. Get a juicer if you have the money. If not, use your blender. If not, get something secondhand. Right? As far as food goes, remember as well, if you have food that you should not be eating, well, you don't want to throw food away. So slowly use it up, but don't have as many servings as you might have if you were not embracing this new lifestyle. We don't want to be wasteful. And if you have budgetary concerns, you don't want to throw food in the garbage for sure. So slowly fold in better quality foods. If you're in a good financial position, donate any canned or boxed things to the food bank if you feel that that's not what you should be eating now. And just go like that. Equipment, don't get it until you know for sure you need it. It's really simple. And the third thing, the clothes and the shoes. If you have the money and it makes you feel more inspired, go for it. But it is not necessary. Just put on a pair of comfortable shoes. Obviously, you're not going to go hill walking in high heels, right? If you don't own a pair of running shoes, it's a good idea to grab them, right? That's about it, right? So make it as easy for yourself as you possibly can. Don't give yourself unnecessary things to buy, trips to make, or make up all these rules about how exercise or eating differently has to be done. I'm Terry Renaud. You can join the Weight Loss Woo Facebook group for free. You can also follow me on Instagram at Weight Loss Woo. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you, hearing your comments. And we will talk again very soon. Have a fabulous day. Thank you for tuning in to the Weight Loss Woo podcast today. I would like to take this opportunity to personally invite you to the free, brand new
Facebook group, Weight Loss Woo, where we discuss transformational weight loss and wellness on the daily.